Welcome to the FAM Podcast, a podcast about finance and mental health, teaching you good monetary habits to increase your income and improving your relationship with money, all while helping you with your mental well-being. And now here's your host, Brymo Moru.
Welcome back to another episode of the FAM Podcast, where we discuss all things related to personal finance and well-being. I'm your host, Brymo Moru, and today we have an exciting topic to explore together. Yes, guys, today we are talking about budgeting for bliss, budgeting for peace of mind, how to manage money stress and boost your well-being. Okay, let's dive right in. Money is often seen as a major source of stress for many families. You will believe it has the power to impact our well-being and overall happiness. That's why today I want to dive into the importance of budgeting and share a few tips on how to manage money stress and boost our well-being. But before I start, guys, I just want to ask us, what is a budget? A budget is a system that allows you to plan your income and expenditure over a set period of time. For example, creating a monthly budget takes into account where your income and expenditure will go for that month. Budgets can provide much needed insight into what you are bringing home each month and where the money is actually going. Do you know a good budgeting process can be outlined in 3 steps? Let me explain these steps. Number 1, creating a budget using take-home-pay after tax. Number 2, tracking income and expenditure to see where you are at financially at a point in time. Step 3, revise and adjust as needed. Can you see how a good budgeting tool can actually structure your personal finance system? Have you ever considered the transformative power of effective budgeting tools on your personal finance? You see, creating a budget not only serves as a planning tool, but also brings clarity to your finance landscape, revealing exactly where your money is directed. Before delving further, let me introduce you to one of my favorite budgeting rules that has been a game changer in organizing my finance over the years. That is 50-30-20 budgeting rule. The 50-30-20 budget is a structured formula offering income percentage benchmark for your essential needs, personal wants, and savings, and also your debt obligations. This approach originated from the book I read some time ago called All Your Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan, co-authored by Senator Elizabeth Warren and her daughter Amelia Warren. The budgeting has been able to actually help me over the years to analyze exactly where all my money goes every month. The 50% goes towards your needs. This category includes essential expenses that you can easily do without. For example, you cannot do without your rent or your mortgage, your groceries, your transportations, your insurance, and debt payments. And the other part is 30 towards your wants. This category actually covers your non-essential but enjoyable expenses that add to your quality of life. Example of these is dining out, entertainment, like hobbies, subscriptions, and other social outings you might want to engage in or you want to do. And number 3 is 20%, which goes towards your savings and your debts. This category focuses on building financial security and managing your money for you. Example again is creating emergency fund, retirement savings, investments, additional debt payments beyond minimum required. So it works in a way that you'll be able to manage your own money. It doesn't matter how much you bring home every month, but as long as you are able to spread all your money across these three areas, you will be able to actually see where your money goes every month. Because why? This method is very simple to use. It's flexible and it helps you prioritize your expenses and enable you to allocate a significant portion of savings and debt payments. It encourages individuals to prioritize long-term financial goals, which is very good. And the other part that really gets my attention was that it gives you that balanced lifestyle, because the rule ensures that both needs and wants are both addressed, promoting a balanced and sustainable lifestyle. You see, you will not miss out, you know. You'll be able to know exactly which area of your life needs more money allocation. And you can easily also find it very useful because it's very adaptable. It provides you a general guideline. It can be adapted based on individual circumstances and priorities. Like I said earlier, it doesn't matter how much you earn every month or how much you bring home. As long as you know exactly how to allocate this money and know which area needs certain amount of money from your income, then you are quite good because you are seeing the picture and it's clear, it's right there before you. But remember, the key to successful budgeting is consistency. Regularly reviewing and adjusting your budget ensures it stays aligned with your financial goal and lifestyle. Now, let's dive into why budgeting is a crucial aspect when it comes to alleviating money stress and attaining peace of mind. Budgeting is the foundation of financial well-being. Everything about your money, your expenses, if you have a budgeting system, a good method that is working for you, you will be very okay in terms of managing your own money. By creating a budget, you can gain a clear understanding of your income, expenses, and financial goals. This clarity helps to alleviate money stress and provide a roadmap for achieving financial goals. For example, myself, when I was paying off my debt of over £17,000, it wasn't funny. This method helped me a lot because I was so eager. I wanted to be debt-free. I was allocating more money towards that area of my expenses. I wanted to pay off that debt easily. You know, every month, I'll be increasing it by 5%, 2%, 3%, 7%, 8%. I just wanted to pay it off. So this method is very good when it comes to, you know, having that peace of mind. You know, okay, you have a picture. You know, in the next 12 months, I'll be paying off my debt and I'll be debt-free. And I was really using at that point in time. It's good. Try it, guys. However, that makes a lot of sense, you know, because when you are able to put this plan in place and become very consistent, it gives you a clarity, a better understanding. But I know sometimes you feel like this system is too much, you know, it's too regimented. I'm not sure if I'll be able to cope. Or for those who are new to the budgeting system, it can feel overwhelming. But don't worry. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to share with you a few practical tips to help you get started with budgeting. Number one, track your expenses. Begin by tracking all your expenses for a set period of time, such as weekly or monthly. This will give you an accurate picture of where your money is going. Number two, set a financial goal. Identify your short-term and long-term financial goals, such as savings for a family vacation or paying off debts. You know something about this system? It gives you a guide on how to manage your money. Having goals helps you to stay motivated and focused. If you have a certain financial goals to achieve in a given period of time, budgeting is the right tool to help you achieve this goal. Number three, based on your income and expenditure, create a budget that aligns with your financial goals. Allocate funds for necessities, savings, and even some discretionary spending. because it gives you a picture. It will help. And number four, review and adjust. Regularly review your budget to see if adjustments are needed. Like we all know, life circumstances change, and your budget should be able to reflect those changes when it happens. Now, guys, let's discuss how budgeting can actually boost your well-being. How does having a budget positively impact our mental and emotional state of mind? A budget provides a sense of control over your finances. When you have a clear plan and know where your money is going, it reduces anxiety and stress. You can make informed decisions and prioritize what truly matters to your family. This sense of control and financial freedom directly contributes to improved mental and emotional well-being. Because for me, I found that very amazing that something as simple, simple as budgeting can have such profound impact on our well-being. As we wrap up this episode, I would like to encourage us to start small and be consistent. Budgeting is a habit. It takes time to develop. Start with something you can manage. Start with small changes, such as tracking your expenses for a week or even for a month, or even setting a savings goal. Consistency is key. Keep going, even if you face obstacles or setbacks. Over time, you will see the positive impact it has on your well-being. Don't forget, budgeting is not meant to restrict you from spending your money, but it's helping you to organize your money. You'll be able to know where you are financially at that point in time. And see it as a system designed to support you, to help you organize your money and look after yourself. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the FAM Podcast. Remember, budgeting is the key to managing money stress and boosting your well-being. Start your budgeting journey today and pave the way for financial bliss and peace of mind. If you've enjoyed today's episode and found value in our discussion, please consider subscribing to the FAM Podcast on your favorite platform. Your subscription ensures you never miss out on our next or latest episode. We'd love to hear your thoughts and insights, so don't hesitate to drop a comment or share your feedback. Your comments not only brightens our day here on the FAM Podcast, but also contributes to the vibrant FAM community. And lastly, if you believe in the power of our conversation, share the FAM Podcast with your friends, family, and social circle. Your support in spreading the word helps us grow and reach more listeners who can benefit from our discussions. Thank you for being a valued member of the FAM community. Together, let's continue this journey of learning and empowerment. This is Brymo saying, stay tuned, stay engaged, and stay fabulous. And do not forget, personal finance is personal. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the FAM Podcast. We hope you learned something valuable today. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. And remember, health is wealth, and wealth is health. We'll see you next time.